Blackstone Audio presents Secrets of Sloane House by Shelley Gray. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. There is the muffled beating of tom-toms, the shuffling of many feet, the popcorn and lemonade, and thousands of dull, dusty, frowsy folks who stare and gape and imbibe ox-like impressions. Frederick Remington, as quoted in Harper's. Chapter 1. Chicago, August 1893. As circumspectly as she could, Rosalind Perry smoothed her dark gray skirts before meeting the wide, assessing gaze of Douglas Sloane, the 24-year-old son and heir of the Sloane estate.
"And who might you be?" he asked.
"Rosalind, sir."
"I haven't seen you here before, have I?"
His dark eyes scanned her form, her face.
"No, sir, I'm new."
A prickling ran up the length of her spine. Why was he watching her so closely? Had she done something wrong that she wasn't aware of? Below them, down the stairs, the steady ticking of a mahogany grandfather clock floated upward, echoing the quick beating of her heart. The surrounding walls, with the rose trellis wallpaper and great array of samplers and portraits, seemed to close around her. As if he had nowhere to go, Douglas leaned a shoulder against the wall. The movement nudged the corner of a frame displaying the likeness of one of his dead relatives, showing a patch of dark wallpaper underneath. Rosalind did her best to stand still, though her hands...